And joining us this morning from the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center at Lake Chelan, Ben Williams. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Good to have you. Beautiful sunny day out there. I drove by this morning. It was a little too dark to see the new construction site for that community center, but boy, things are prepared. It looks like we could get underway with construction, but probably a few things. These things have a long tail on them. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that still need to be done before we can start seeing construction on the community center.
Well, we've got we have a couple small delays in some of the engineering, which is slowing the permitting process up a little bit. So the permit is the biggest hurdle. I just combined a hurdle and
that was
obstacle.
Good. I might steal that.
Create a new word.
Yeah.
Hurdle. But anyway, the hurdle we're trying to get over now is the permit. And so once that's in place, we already got the grading permit. So there's a little more excavation work to do. And that's going to be taking place this spring. And then hopefully, if all goes well and the stars align, we'll start construction this summer.
Okay. Now, how is the timeline once you begin construction? Can you maybe give us an idea on that? Well, do you think you'll be doing it in phases?
I think so.
Okay.
We'd like to be doing everything at once, but the problem is that both from kind of a fundraising standpoint and what's happened over the last year with COVID,
right,
is that the pricing of construction, as you might have guessed, with explosive growth in the Chelan Valley, it's just gotten more expensive. mm-hmm. Building materials are insanely expensive. It's just what the market is doing right now, and so we're going to have to figure out what we can get of value at what phase and make some kind of difficult decisions at times. So most likely, or we're going to have to phase in probably the main building first and then, other kind of the adjacent aspects of the construction, the pool building, probably sometime down the road. These are all, everything I'm saying right now is just speculation, but
sure,
just our reaction to how the market has been shaped recently. And good for you, subcontractors, that, this is definitely that market that favors the construction industry. It's just for us, it means that everything becomes very, very expensive.
Yeah, it's kind of been a double whammy between the COVID-19 situation and then this building cost situation. What is this going to do in terms of fundraising? How do you think that's going to impact your efforts?
I don't think it's going to impact our fundraising efforts that much. I mean, the great thing is that with COVID-19, we've had some extremely generous donors, and kind of market conditions have been good, and so that's a real positive note. Is we still have a great strong donor base, and we appreciate everybody who's contributing and continues to contribute. It's just extremely, extremely valuable and meaningful. Who knows what's going to happen this year, but we're still moving forward as if we're going to be able to break ground this summer and continue our fundraising efforts. It's been a difficult year, and COVID obviously has been a major problem in terms of the progress of this project.
Yeah. Well, it's still all the buzz here in the community. Everybody's still excited. Everybody's looking forward to the community center at Lake Chelan. I don't think we can allow these building costs to get in our way. We just need to get folks fired up and get everybody to, maybe give a little bit more. And if we all did that, probably get us over that hump. What do you think, Ben?
I think so. We've got some great grant opportunities, both with Washington State, and also there's some federal programs that we're going after as well. And if a lot of those programs are successful in the coming months, then we are going to be left with a funding gap of probably, just again, don't quote me mm-hmm. On this, but I'm thinking probably $2 million
okay.
At this point, which sounds like a major amount of money to get to raise to make it happen, but it has been done before, and so
that's right. We dream
we're
big.
We're pretty excited. Yeah. It's time for us. You know, big picture that we're still dreaming big and still got our eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm. Love that. All right. Well, we may have to come up with, I don't know, maybe another wacky on the radio fundraising event or something like that. We just gotta keep the momentum. And I think everybody is so excited and looking forward to that, Ben. So what else could we share? If people are out there now, they want to give, they're standing by. How do we get them connected to the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center to make that contribution?
Well, obviously we love when people just, you know, make contributions. If you want to have a discussion or get more information, you can go to cc@lakechelan.org or 7acresfoundation.org. That's all spelled out. And then you can contact me directly. It's ben@7acresfoundation.org. There are links on both those sites with a place where you can give online if you want to do that. If you want to give in other ways, then I would say reach out to either Ray or myself. Ray@7acresfoundation.org. And it's not, you know, financial contributions are outstanding, and we're super grateful. The one of the things that we're trying to do is, you know, if you know of a subcontractor or somebody that could provide a service, you know, we're trying to, you know, solicit, I guess the nonprofit rate for some of these services.
Sure.
If that's at all possible, because the difficulty is bumping up against this economy where the construction industry is booming. It's kind of the worst possible time for us in terms of trying to build this community center at the lowest cost possible. So, building those relationships is our priority now as well.
Well, the good news is the 7 Acres Foundation is spearheaded by smart, energetic, outgoing individuals who are really working hard to make this happen. So people can have confidence that this is going to get to the finish line, and we're going to have a community center at Lake Chelan.
Yeah, I have to give some major props to our team. Ray Evans, our executive director, and our board. Just the world-class people that I am proud to be associated with. So props to all of them.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff. A great report this morning, Ben. We're going to be looking forward to seeing the progress as we go, and we'll continue to encourage folks to participate in this incredible project for our valley. It's going to be great.